Let's open tonight by singing page 365. 365. A song I'm sure most of you are well familiar with. All the Way My Savior Leads Me. 365.
All together on the first verse.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercies, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly pleads me by his comfort, here by grace in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, rushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from a rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of his love, the grace for me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my soul through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my soul through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we claim your presence tonight. Your spirit, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Lord Jesus. 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 Oh, praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Lord, we know we're only going to be here a brief time this evening, but we ask that you will manifest your spirit, touch each one of us, Lord Jesus. Work in our hearts, Lord. We thank you that we have gathered together in your name. We pray you'll help us to just simply focus upon you. Let you do the work that only you can do, the work that you desire to do in each one of our hearts. We know some have had a big day today, some have only just arrived. But Lord, we pray that you'll just quiet our spirits. Lord, just help us to focus ourselves, our minds, our hearts upon you. Draw us, Lord Jesus. Draw each one. If any are having trouble perhaps getting a little focused tonight, Lord, draw our hearts. Call us, Lord. Draw us with cords of love. We thank you, Lord, that no one is here by chance. We are here under your divine appointment. And so we pray that you will work in each one of our hearts this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I kind of let the cat out of the bag. I was going to ask you, how many of you are here tonight just by chance? Anybody? Just anybody take a wrong turn? Anybody supposed to be at Point of Pines Camp for Girls? Anybody Brown Lake Camp for Boys? Anybody think they're in Canada? No one's here by chance, are we? We know that. We've been told that as long as this camp's been in existence, that no one, this place is so bathed in prayer and supported in, by faith, that no one just walks onto these grounds by chance. At least they might think so. Maybe they just came to pick up some kids or drop some kids off or whatever. Even the inspectors, right, Brother Paul? Even the inspectors, nobody walks on this ground, these grounds by chance. All are drawn by God. And I'm glad that we arrived today. How many got here today? I know there's a few, maybe not as many as I thought. Oh, okay, we have enough. Well, good, welcome. We're the newcomers. How many of you have been here for at least a week already? Brother Paul, you could just keep your hand up. 2 weeks? Anybody here? I know our office staff. Anybody here the whole summer so far? Our office staff. We have a few. Well, we're here. We've been drawn by God. We're here under His appointment. Let's just expect. Feel free to testify. I introduced myself at dinner. I literally parked my car, got in, parked my car, and walked into the palace. I'm still in shorts and flip-flops. That's kind of how we dress down the Jersey Shore. But my name is Jonathan Schulteis, Brother John, or just John, Pastor John. I answer to John or Jonathan, so if that's who I am. From Keensburg, New Jersey. Some of you old-timers know perhaps my parents, Brother Jim and Sister Grace, or have heard of them. I think their picture's back there somewhere, one of those walls. I know I've seen it. I don't remember which wall. It was last year. But I grew up here at Pilgrim Camp, not living here, but from 7 years old. Camper and kitchen, you know the pattern, right? Everybody knows the pattern. Kitchen, junior counselor, head counselor, retirement, and then called out of retirement. Like it happens to everybody, right? And we're back. But I'm so glad to be with you. We're going to be here. This is my daughter, Mia, 9 years old. Some of you who have been here before while we've been here know often it's my son, Sam, who's with us. But we had a change in plans, some new faces this week. And so Mia's excited to be here, too. She's 9 years old. She should be in the village, but other things happened and came up. But we're glad that she's here with me. And we're going to be here through the youth rally, youth retreat, youth conference. What do we call it officially, Brother Paul?
Youth retreat.
The youth retreat. Okay. And so just thankful that God has led us here. I got to tell you, I don't know if this resonates with anybody, but it seems that every time it's time for me to come to camp, the enemy whips out his double-barreled shotguns, his mortar launchers, and just things. Anybody ever have that happen? When you knew you were in God's will, you knew you were, and then just things let loose, and you're wondering, what in the world is going on? What's happening? Well, the enemy, when he knows we want to do God's will, when he knows that you're on the verge of something, of God working, he fights back. He fights back. God help you if the devil never fights against you. Because if he doesn't fight against you, if he just kind of lets you go, you know what that means, right? He's not worried about you. He's not concerned with you. But those who love God, who want to serve Him, the enemy sits up and takes notice, and he fights back. And so he fought us. I got to tell you something funny. We have our folks in our church tomorrow. When they walk in, and I'm not there, besides maybe being happy, I don't know. But they're going to walk in, and they're going to be like, what happened? There was a youth work camp in our area, the Bayshore Youth Work Camp. All Christian young people come from around the country. And they go into some of the poor areas and they help. And maybe anyone ever been involved in one of those work camps? Well, they do work on houses and they witness and they minister. And so there was a group that had some time left over. And so they said, is there anything you need done at the church? We said, well, yeah, we could use a little painting or something like that. Well, I'm going to just make a long story very, very short. Our folks are going to walk into church tomorrow. And as they walk through our newly floored entranceway, they're going to come to our rug, which is only 2 years old, which was just installed, and they're going to see that a gallon of paint was spilled all over that rug. Well, they're in for a little bit of a shock. Well, hopefully they'll regroup and they'll worship in the Lord, and the Lord will bless them, which I know he will, even as he blesses us here. And so I want to encourage you. You're not here because you picked the date. You're not here because you got lucky or you got drafted by somebody in your church. You know that happens sometimes. You available this week? We need somebody to be a waitress. We need a counselor. We need this. No, that's not why you're here. You're here because God has appointed you to be here. And so just, I know you've been doing this already, but this is a little more for us newcomers. Let's just keep our hearts open. Feel free to worship. Raise your hands, lift your hands, sing his praises. We are free here to worship God. If you have a testimony, something God has done for you, a scripture has blessed you, don't be shy. If there's a song that you would like us to sing, don't be shy. Call it out. Okay? We're free. We're free here. We are free to worship. Okay? We don't worship a God who says, okay, here's what I... No. God's too big for that. God's way too big for that. No matter how, no matter what church you come from, no matter what you're used to, just be free. Just open up your heart, open up your minds, and just invite the King of Glory to come in. And let's see what he'll do for us throughout these weeks. We are going to, throughout this week, and even going on into the youth retreat, which I believe their theme is going to be holiness, which is a pretty interesting topic. I just found out 2 days ago, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be great. But we are going to look at something, and that's why I sang this song. How many of you here can say, thus far, Jesus has led you? Can you say that? Can you really say that? Can you say he's led you every step of the way? Or have there been some times when you said, you know what? You're going that way. I'm going this way. Or, no, I'm not moving. Or perhaps the Lord has said, stand still. You're like, I don't feel like doing that. Anybody who's had kids, you get it. Right? You understand. They don't often go where you want them to go. They're not always on your time frame, your time schedule. I could tell this story because he's not here with me this year. But one year, I was in, this is going back about 6 years ago, I was in a Barnes & Noble with my son Sam. Well, he decided he wanted to get a book. We were there. We said, well, you're in Barnes & Noble, right? Well, we weren't exactly there for that. We were there to meet someone. And I hadn't brought my wallet with me. So he wanted to get a book, and I tried to explain to him, Sam, you can get that book, but you can't get it right now, okay? Will can come back another time and get it, but you can't get it right now. Daddy doesn't have his wallet. Well, 3.5-year-old Sam wasn't buying that explanation. That wasn't cutting it with him, you know? Kids don't understand, you know, left the wallet at home. You know, can't you do something else? Well, he decided that when it was time to leave, he was not going to leave without that book. And Daddy tried to explain kindly that, yes, he was going to leave without that book. Sam said, no, he wasn't. And Daddy was bigger than him. So Daddy took Sam by the hand, marched him out of Barnes & Noble, screaming and crying and carrying on, marched him across the parking lot, screaming and crying and carrying on, put him in the seat, started driving home, until flashing lights showed up behind me. Someone had seen me dragging Sam, screaming and crying across the parking lot, and had called the cops. They're not always on our time schedule, are they? They don't always see things the way we do. I think very often we're like that with God. God says, come on. All the way my Savior leads me, long as he's going the way I want to go. If he's on my timetable, that's even better. And if I don't want to, I'm just not going to go. Isn't that what maybe we should sing sometime? Well, this week, It's my prayer for you and for me, whether you're here all week, whether you're here for just a couple of days, that every single one of us will be able to truly sing this song. All the way, my Savior leads me. All the way. Even when I don't get it. Even when I don't understand. Even when I feel like kicking and screaming and fighting back and digging my heels in. No. All the way, my Savior leads me. God, make me willing to be led. God, make each one of us more willing to be led. You see, you have to be willing. God's wise. He knows how to work around our foibles and our rejection and our stubbornness. He knows how to do that. He can do it. He can. But boy, how wonderful it would be if we would, like my daughter Mia, you know. Now, Sam isn't always like that, so he's not the bad one. She's not the bad one either. Like all kids, they all have their moments. But you know, it's one of my favorite times when we're just walking along and all of a sudden, I just feel this. Will you do it with me, or are you gonna? Give me that hand. All of a sudden, I just feel a hand go into mine. And we're walking together. We're on the same page, same direction, same speed. Our Father, who is in heaven, extends his hand to each one of us. Just says, just put your hand in mine. And as we do, all the way, my Savior leads me. One of the things we're going to look at with this, because that's great to talk about, but I don't know about you, but there are some times when I just wonder, okay, Lord, what are you doing? I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me, but I don't get it. I don't get it. Where are you? Is that wrong? Is that a bad question to ask? Is that a wrong question? Is that a question of doubt? You know somebody asked that question, don't you? None other than the Son of God. As he hung on the cross, he looked up into the sky and said, why have you forsaken me? Where are you? Where are you? Well, sometime in life, you just look up in the sky and say, where are you? What are you doing? What's going on? I don't get it. Well, is there precedence for that? Is there help for us when we feel that way? There is. And we're going to see it these days in, I think, one of the most intriguing books in the entire Bible. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. You got to stay around for at least another couple of minutes. And so I would like to ask if we could sing that first verse once again. Maybe we might sing the whole thing. Let's see how the Lord leads us. But I felt as we sang this that we shouldn't just lay this down, because this is what the Lord laid on my heart to share with you while we're here. I know you just did Philippians with Brother Ken. I'm sure it was marvelous. Well, we're going to go back a couple thousand years. But let's sing this. And I want you to just sing this and take a little inventory and ask yourself, and I'm going to do this too. We've been studying in our church now the last couple of months. So I've been just immersed in this, and I know how much I need it. And perhaps it'll speak to you too. If not, maybe I just need to hear it again. Take an inventory. Say, Lord, am I letting you lead me? Have I allowed you to lead me? I want you to, and I want you to lead me all the way. Make me a willing follower. Could we sing it, Brother Paul? All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth.
doeth all things well.
Let's sing the second verse.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from
Jesus, come. Lord Jesus. Jesus, open our hearts, Lord. Open our souls, oh Jesus. Lord Jesus, we look to you. Oh Jesus, we look to you, Lord. We look to you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that in these days, that gushing water from the rock, we know who that rock is. The rock is Jesus. We pray, Lord, that water, the water of the Holy Spirit, will just gush throughout these grounds. We know, Lord, you said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and let him drink. We pray those rivers of living water will flow throughout this place, throughout the grounds of this camp, to everyone who walks these grounds, Lord Jesus. For whatever reason or whatever purpose, Lord, we ask that river of water, that living water, the Holy Spirit, will minister to each one of us. Open our ears, Lord. Open our hearts. Sharpen, Lord, our spiritual acuity that we might hear your voice. We pray, Lord, if any have strayed away, or if any have found themselves unwilling, or found themselves in a place of decision or indecision, Lord, may your voice speak to us. Help us to hear. We are your sheep. Your sheep hear your voice. They know your voice, and they follow you. Do that for us, Lord. This night, this day, this week, for however long we're here, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're just going to move quickly. I'm kind of taking most of the time tonight only because I'm new, but don't worry, I'm going to give you lots of time. But I was asked to announce to you, I'm sure most of you know already, but again, for some of us new folks, or, new kids on the block, this year is the 50th anniversary of one of our founders, and the founder of Pilgrim Camp, Reverend Hans R. Waldfogel. Feels so weird saying that. I just know him as Uncle Hans, even though I didn't really know him very well, but my mom and dad knew him. But it's 50 years ago that Uncle Hans went to be with the Lord. And so as we celebrate that this week, of course, it is a promotion for him. There are two books I was asked to mention to you, especially the staff. This is your staff devotional, and it's Truths We Cherish, and it's from some of the teachings and of Uncle Hans, Pastor Hans Waldfogel. And I was asked to make sure that every one of the staff has a copy of this. Is there anyone here on the staff? Don't worry, guests, I'm getting to you in a minute, too. Oh, guests can have this, too. Thank you, Brother Paul. I wasn't 100% sure, so I don't want to make the offer. Is there anyone who needs one, does not have one yet? Everybody has one? Oh, we got one. Okay. All right. Put that to good use. I'm excited to see that. I have not seen it yet. This is my first time. Also, this book was written by Dr. Edith L. Blumhofer. Where's the doctor, Brother Paul? I know she would be going crazy if we did that, right? But notice, everybody's uncle. This is about the life and ministry of Pastor Hans R. Waldfogel. And there are copies in the rooms. Or if you are interested to see it, please see Brother Paul. Don't go now. But our dear sister Edith is a history professor at Wheaton College, so you can imagine this is, and she's written quite a few other books, so you can bet that this is very well written, as well as thoroughly researched and documented. So again, another one I'm very interested to see. So please see Brother Paul if you're interested in that as well. Everybody's uncle, okay? I'll recommend it sight unseen, knowing the subject and the author. All right? Praise the Lord.